Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back. It's Pit Row. I'm your host Ralph. Let's talk about some Sprint Cup Series action. We're going to review the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma two weeks ago, and then we'll look forward to the Allen 400 in Nashville, Tennessee this week. We're on a two-week hiatus because NASCAR takes a little break. First half of the season is broadcast on Fox. Second half of the season, broadcast on NBC. We take a week off. So here we are, ready to move forward. Before we do, though, a couple of quick things. You can find us at www.tigerbombsae.com. That is where you can listen to this podcast. You can click on the Pit Row page. There's also other podcasts. You can click on those pages and listen as well. If you're listening to this there, great. You can watch too. The YouTube link is there as well. You can search for us on YouTube, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You can also listen on the go, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, all that. Same way to search, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. We'll come up, like, and subscribe. You can catch all the new episodes of Pit Row and the other episodes or the other podcasts that we do. So if you're into fantasy football or true crime, stuff like that, there you go. Easy way to keep up with us. And then you can also search for us the same way on Twitter and Facebook. If you want to do the social media thing, Tiger Mom Sports Audio Entertainment will come up. We can follow each other that way. That's the heavy lifting. If you're new, welcome. If you've been listening, really appreciate you, Few. Let's get back to the action, though. We're moving forward to the second part of the season. A couple of storylines to touch on, though, really quickly. Can the RFK cars all make it? That's a reality. They're racing well enough to, it's a possibility. But, you know, Buescher, Brad Kay, do we have a playoff cup in total? Another, storyline to watch is Truex. You know, nobody saw this coming. This is his swan song. He's, you know, on the way out the door. However, he is a points leader right now. He's in line as a championship contender. He's had a couple of great weeks, six great weeks in a row. He's pulled off two victories. They've done a lot. The storyline will have to play out, and we'll have to see if he can win and ride off or what happens there. Can Chase Elliott pick it up? This is a championship contender perennially who is not in the picture right now. Injury, then the one race suspension. He's had his troubles. He and Bowman, his teammates, do those Hendrick cars take a step forward like their teammates have? And if we're looking at Trackhouse, you know, what's going to happen with Suarez? Can he try to do a little better? And does Chastain find himself in the same place as he did last year, or does he end up falling off? He looks a little slower from the beginning. So just some of the few stories that we're watching as we continue the season on. Now let's take a look back at the 2 weeks ago in Sonoma, California, wine racing. Let's go green. Hamlin had the pole position and Reddick up front with him to start. So Hamlin leads lap one, and then the order is Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Martin Truex, Ty Gibbs, and then Allmendinger. Lap eight, we see Truex able to slide up to third. McDowell, Buescher, Elliott, and Busch also all running in the top 10 at this point in the race. Truex maintaining his speed. Four Toyotas up front. So the theme of the day, we saw the Toyotas have good run at Sonoma here. They were up front one through four at this point in the race. Kyle Busch bringing it in with four to go in stage one. Remember, no stage breaks in Sonoma, so they're governing that process on their own. Had a game plan ahead of time of where they thought they would go, and so these guys are living that out. Two in the stage now. Hamlin takes the stage. He's dominated thus far in the race, and so we cycle through the pit stops now, and on the back end, six laps down in stage two now, the order is Hamlin, Truex, Elliott, Bell, Larson, Allmendinger, Busch, McDowell. Now, Truex able to wrestle the lead away from Hamlin. Lap eight in the stage, he passes. There's 14 laps left in the stage, and cars are all over the track, basically, at this point in the race. And so we see at every point in the track, there is traffic. Kyle Busch pitting early here again, so staying on his track of pitting ahead of everybody. Hamlin closing the gap, but Truex still leading. We have a caution because of a loose tire during Zane Smith's pit. With five to go on the stage, the number two here with the first caution of the day. 9 cars stay out and don't pit. So let's see what this restart brings. Green now again. With Busch and Logano up front, Kyle Busch clears Logano. A nice restart for Kyle, and Kyle Busch gets the stage win for stage two. Logano just behind him. So if we go to lap 61 now, order is Busch, Logano, Chastain, Truex, McDowell, Byron, Bell, Buescher, Stenhouse, and Harvick. The 22 and the 1 battling. Truex up to second now. Leave the 22 and the 1 to battle. So Truex kind of, you know, blows by that. Busch still out front. Turn 11, Austin Dillon gets turned around. Ty Gibbs nudged him a little bit. That's what did it. He's able to get it, you know, started back up and turned around, so he stayed green here. They don't actually have to bring the caution on for him. Truex being patient with Kyle Busch at this point, but he is gaining. Rowdy doesn't have much of a lead now. Finally, Truex overtakes Busch with 41 laps to go here. McDowell able to inch by Logano. Now the order is Truex, Busch, McDowell, Logano, Buescher, Chastain, Byron, and Stenhouse. Bell pits 4 tires now, looking to just get some edge some way. Hasn't been a great day for him today. He pits for tires just off the beaten path, is what I should say. Truex padding his lead a little now. 36 to go, Truex pits. Kyle Busch also pits. So we'll cycle through now. 27 to go. The order is Truex, Busch, McDowell, Logano, Bell, Buescher, Chastain, Byron, Hamlin. 20 to go now. And yikes, we get a caution. Hamlin gets spun around. How his toe link looks broken. So that would, you know, mess his day up profoundly. 19 to go at this point in the race. Bad luck for Denny. Almost everyone come to pit road at this point, but some do stay out. Truex and Busch are the first off pit road. Chase Elliott, Tyler Raddick, and Ryan Blaney are the ones who had actually stayed out. So we go green again with 15 laps to go in the race. Truex able to overtake Elliott here. So the order becomes Truex, Elliott, Busch, Logano. Almirola spun around, but he's able to keep it. Kyle racing Truex on those fresh tires. We've got 8 to go at this point. Blaney gets spun around. Maybe a little help from Allmendinger, but final lap, and Truex wins. 4th win at Sonoma and 17 starts for Truex. He continues his electric year. First win at Dover, and now here, Truex was strong all day. Well-deserved victory for him. Busch, Logano, Buescher, Elliott, Allmendinger line up after Truex. So, not the most eventful race, but as I said, very dominant performance for Truex, very strong for the Toyotas indeed, and we saw the Fords also have a nice run, if we were thinking about 2 weeks ago. As far as the NASCAR lineups on DraftKings go, I didn't do terribly well with them, and I didn't even bring back any green at all. So it was a tough week from that perspective. Having some racers that we thought would finish higher, like Reddick, and that didn't pan out, right? Some of those guys. So nevertheless, we'll look for and revamp our strategy for this week. We've got the Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway. So we're going to Nashville, Tennessee for the 1.33-mile race. Cup Series purse for this one, just over $8.5 million. 399 miles is what we're doing, 300 laps. We're going to go stage breaks at 90, 95, and 115 at the end. Most recent winner, Chase Elliott last year. Keep in mind, this is only the second year we've run this track. And the 2 years ago really was, even though it's another Hendrick car, but that was another generation car. So we got the next gen car last year. Really, Chase Elliott, the first winner we've seen under these circumstances being similar. That right there telling in itself, Kyle Larson won the year before, but we can kind of maybe move away from that one a little bit. Although he should be strong and you've got strong reason to be interested, I just don't want to get overly invested there. Hendrick leads all organizations in total top 5 finishes here in Nashville. So they got 4 of those. Now, I also want to keep an eye on Kevin Harvick. He ranks 4th in average finish at Nashville at 7.5. His 5th place finish in 2021, and then he had a 10th place finish last year. So he, because of those two finishes, is basically one of only 5 active drivers to finish inside the top 10 in both races. So along with him, Larson, who we've talked about, but Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, and Joey Logano being the others. So Ross Chastain, was the driver that got the pole, actually, today, Saturday. I'm doing this Saturday night. So this is telling for possibly a great performance for him as well. We'll have to see what he can do with it tomorrow. That's also the first pole for Trackhouse Racing Team. So we know he likes to be aggressive. Him on the pole, it's, you know, good fit for them. He should make it exciting. The thing I want to also mention is these intermediate tracks. You know, this has been quality stuff for not only the Hendrick cars, but also the Toyota cars. And so I'm very much thinking that's the path to victory, but we're not going to rule out these Fords. The Fords are consistent. And I want to think about consistency when I'm making DraftKings lineups this week. And so what do I mean by that? I'm going to tell you who to pick. You guys know the big names at the top, right? But let's talk value specifically on DraftKings. There's a lot of value in Alex Bowman this week. $8,200 for a Hendrick car. This is a guy looking to, like we say, pick the season up a little bit. We were expecting a little bit better results, maybe a leap forward this year. It hasn't happened yet, but he hasn't been terrible. He's in position and at $8,200. This is a guy with 7 top 10 finishes on the year. That's too cheap. We got to be invested there. And so if you want, a nice, free square for most of your lineups, make it him. More value, Chris Buescher's. And again, it's a Ford, but look, $7,500, he has 8 top 10 finishes. See, the Fords, they may not be winning these races, but they are finishing consistently. And that right there, I mean, you talk about needing the 700 or the 7,000 to 8,000 level to afford some of those higher up guys. So you got to find some of the value there. I think you can even find value in McDowell. That's about as low as I want to go. I don't trust that he won't get a DNF. So I'm not going to hang my hat on that. But these guys that I'm telling you here, this can be a lot of what we mix in. So I don't think this is a week to, be worried so much. Like, you pick a top guy, but you pair him down with a lot of what we're talking about right here. Kevin Harvick, $8,800, 8 top 10s. We talked about success he's had here before. Knows the track. That's just a good value at $8,800. And then Logano, he's been cruising. $8,600 for Logano and his Ford, 10 top 10s. Despite different tracks, he's able to get the job done. And like we say, not even win, but he's defending his Cup Series championship admirably by placing highly, in several races, And Bubba Wallace, I don't think he'll be too popular, but at $8,400, this is a guy with 7 top 10s, trying to make his first playoff appearance. He is a bit more poised, a bit more mature, does still have a way to go, but I'm liking what I'm seeing. These are the guys I want to try to build something around this week. And then obviously you're going to fit in your Chastains, your Larsons, your Elliotts, right? Like, I'm not saying stay away from Truex, I'm not saying stay away from Rowdy, right? But the core of what we want to do is maybe some of these guys right here as an avenue of affording everything else. So that's my thoughts for you guys for the Ally 400. Good luck if you're playing. Have fun if you're watching. Enjoy it. I'll be doing the same. You know the script. We'll get back here next week and talk about what we saw. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.